Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Cody, and I got a question for you.
Yep.
You're a consumer of cannabis. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Well, I got a question. Have you ever taken a CBD product hoping that it would help relieve stress or help you sleep, but you were left disappointed?
1,000%.
Well, Via Hemp Company is dedicated to crafting high-strength hemp products you can actually feel. Get this. They even have a legal THC product that they can ship to your door in all 50 states. These guys have crafted products that promote specific effects such as sleep, pain relief, and even energy. Whether you want gummies, topicals, vapes, or drops, they got you. So head over to their site and improve your daily routine with Via Hemp Company. Visit viahemp.com. That's V-I-I, it's two I's, V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P.com. And use the code K100 for 15% off your first order. That's V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P.com. And the code K100 for 15% off your first order. CBD products are the way to go. And I'm telling you, this stuff is going to be great.
Yeah, and for the people that prefer the gummies, they have something called their Cloud9 high spectrum gummies, which are perfect for providing effects of euphoria. They have Delta 8 products. They have everything that you're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, like we said, we try everything on this show. Obviously, I'm a big connoisseur of this stuff. And that's why we're providing it to you guys. I'm a big fan of the pineapple berry, very good gummies. And there's another one called Flow State that's really good. And so, you know, and here's something that a lot of people always tell me, oh, I'll take it and it, you know, I get paranoid, or I'll take it and it really doesn't work. Well, not every strain works on everybody. You got to try different things to see what works for you. And once you find that, you stay with that. You know, not everything works on everybody. This is something that we're promoting. Check it out by a hemp company. And it's, you know, like Disco said, it's CBD.
Yeah, and this is simple.
THC.
If you're interested in this for these products, like you said, if you know, some people say they have different reactions, just give it a try. We're giving you 15% off. Okay, so right. Get it on sale, give it a shot, and see what you like.
And let us know, you know, what you thought about it. Get your gummies at viahemp.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's the topic, D.I. Boom?
Blake, let's talk about another mass shooting.
Right.
Did you see this story?
Yeah, of course I did.
Just what are your, like, when you see a story like this, does it bother you? Because, like, we've seen it, like, we're 54 years old, right? And I imagine, like, you know, we've lived through a lot of, you know, over our years, we've seen a lot of mass shootings cover because they're more so than people that are in their 20s, obviously, because we have a 30-year head start, right?
These school ones have been going on for about 25 years now. The first big one was in, like, 97, you know. There had been scattered ones before, but the first one of, like, the modern times was 97.
Right, and it is kind of weird that, like, they all kind of fit, like, a demographical profile, like a lot of these. You know, they're young, like the extremists in this case, they're like young white males. You know, like this is fascinating. We have so many like kids that aren't even like 21 yet that kind of like do this, and it's just
Well, let me tell you before I forget my thought for the first question. Yeah, and they're usually like white incels too,
right?
But here's the thing that when I first heard the story, and this is how news is to me now, and it's so confusing sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you hear so much about, and like, you hear so much, and I get this from friends who send me notes all the time on this, who are, I don't want to call them right-wing conspiracy guys, but they kind of lean towards that. Mm-hmm. And even like my wife, she
gets in there too.
Right. Yeah. She sends me this shit. And so I'm like, so they'll be like, oh, a lot of these mass shootings is just propaganda by the left, so they'll do away with guns. Right. So now you've got that doubt in your mind. Is that really what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or is it another case of another mentally disturbed white guy who, for whatever fucking reason in this day and age, believes in this bullshit theory now that they call racial replacement or great replacement or whatever doctrine, you know, that, bro, it's going to happen no matter what, just deal with it. And so I can't believe that they're indoctrinated at such a young age, and that you're so crazy or you're so mad or you're so racist that you would actually travel 200 miles away from your house to go shoot people you've never met just based on their race, knowing there's a very good chance you're going to get killed in the process, and coming prepared for war and with the video camera and, you know, the racist slogans on the rifle. And right. It's like,
well, you got it.
And we're going to find out, you know, you saw him in court. The guy was pretty lucid. And, you know, and we're just at the embryonic stages of this. We're going to find a lot of information we haven't before, but it is very disturbing, you know?
Well, this is always my take on this, is that, you know, of course, everything is political these days, right? So it's like the first thing that everybody wants to do when these things happen is like, okay, how can we pin this on the other side, right, to make them guilty, okay? To make them feel guilty, make them feel right.
That's number one, right?
Number one, and my whole thing is, like, shouldn't we be starting from the starting point with these people that, okay, you're dealing with a mentally disturbed person for first and foremost, okay? And like, but that we don't really get to that.
Why aren't we addressing that problem?
That's, you know,
because that seems to be the bigger problem, and it's causing homelessness, and it's causing mass killings, and suicides, and you know, we just saw there was a 50% increase in female suicide rates in 2 years. I still that number boggles me,
bro. And like, this guy,
why aren't we dealing with that?
Right. And this guy had 108. Like, this guy is so like demented. He had 180 pages. That's like a book.
Right.
It's like, you know, and he put it up on the internet,
and nobody went to check on this guy. And
the guy had been arrested.
With
all the
fucking snitches we have in wrestling, if somebody were to, right now, if you were to put something about CM Punk, that motherfucker would know in 2 seconds. All right. So this motherfucker is putting out this fucking manifesto, mantra and doctrine. Nobody told any authority.
Well, here's the thing. And this is the problem. Okay. Now, people want to sit there and say, like, okay, like here's the thing. Like, one of the things the guy, you know, that's the great replacement theory was one of the things in this guy's doctrine. Like, it wasn't just that this guy, like, you know, this guy's a white supremacist. He killed black people. So it's like, you know, this is like a hardcore racist guy, right? So the thing that I find, you know, interesting.
Bro, here's another thing I forgot to tell you. How wild is this? He live streamed the attack on Twitch.
Yeah.
How wild is that?
Because he was the guy in New Zealand did the same thing.
I know.
And he's like a copycat of that guy doing the, you know, if you have copycat killers. But the thing is like, bro, when we always try to say, like, we got to stop this. And, you know, people will want to blame on, like, you know, we'll blame Fox News, blame, they want to blame everything. It's like,
video,
wait a second.
Games.
These are the video games. Okay, but here's the thing, and Conan brought this up, you know, the thing. This guy, these are needle in the haystack people. Like, when you talk about, there's 330 million people in this country, and, like, you know, this wasn't 500, you know, kids that did this. This is one guy. And it's very difficult to set up how do we address this problem, right? It's like, well, to find a lone shooter, like, how is he being rat? How do you find the rat? Well, we have a history with this guy. He, you know, but bro, it's like, well, what do we do with people like this? Like, he, like a year ago, he threatened to shoot his skill, to shoot up his school in a murder suicide, right? And he had to go to see mental health people. So it's like, maybe we let this guy out of mental health surveillance too soon, obviously, because the guy went and did something like this. And, like, my thing is like, how do you find needle in a haystack cases like this? Like, what do you do? What policy do you go through? And, like, we have this guy, like, posting stuff online. So the question is, like, you know, based on that, how do you prevent this?
Well, the kid that shot up the Parkland school had, like, this arm's length record of violence and assaults and threats and all this, and somehow he slipped through. The kid in James Holmes that shot up the movie theater, he had a psychiatrist at the college saying he was capable of violence and having violent thoughts. He slipped through. It seems like even when they get caught up in the system, we still don't stop them.
I mean, there's really not much you can actually do to prevent these things. You know what I mean? Like we said, the rhetoric, like, but plus two, it's such a big deal because, like, you know how social media, this is the mass shooter tidal wave. So this narrative and conversation will be around for a bit until the next tidal wave comes, if something else happens.
This guy did, you know, he did have a pass of disturbing behavior. Mm-hmm. I was reading right here right now that he once showed up to class in a hazmat suit. And then he was investigated by police for threatening other students for mental health evaluation and counseling. There'd been a bunch of signs already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I think once those signs are out there, you need to, like you said, when somebody's going to do something, they're going to do it. But there's got to be some, at least, school or rehab, something that helps these guys get back to normal, because they're not, whatever they're doing, they're not doing, and they're coming out and still fucking up.
Yeah. There's got to be some type of equation there, some scientific, mathematical, you know, mental, some equation of characteristics that these guys all share.
Yeah,
listen,
you know, that you can pinpoint things about them. Go
we're
ahead.
Just not equipped as a country, dude. Sorry, Conan, let me just say this real quick that, we're not equipped as a country. Everybody seems to fall through the cracks, even when there's notice. People knew that the Tsarnaev brothers were messing around and with possibly bombing something. The FBI knew, and they still did it. The FBI knew about it, and they still got away with it. You know, so sorry. Well,
go ahead, Corey.
I was saying, it says here that when the police were investigating him against the other students, they held him for it says that. He was referred to a hospital for mental health evaluation and counseling, which, you know who we should talk to about that? Ruben Zamora, police scanner Zamora.
Yeah.
He worked in the mental health thing here in where they send, like, all the crazy people to jail here in San Diego. So he worked with those guys. Wow. And he had to physically restrain them, and I think they bit him. And
yeah, Jesus.
He's got some pretty good stories. Anyways. He was relieved after being held for a day and a half. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you going to rehabilitate, help, or fix anybody in a day and a half?
A day and a half, yeah.
System's totally broken.
Right.
Like, think of it. Look, exactly. Because we're talking about, you know, there's obviously like symptoms that a lot of these people share. Right. And if somebody shows one of these trigger symptoms, bro, they obviously need more of a mental health evaluation than a day and a half because of what this person is capable of doing based on the symptoms that they're showing of massive violence.
Right.
You know, so
the
it's
fact
like,
that you'd show up to a college course in a hazmat suit and put a fucking racially tinged manifesto on social media, that right there is grounds for, you know.
Yeah,
somebody
lock this guy up until he fixes his brain. you know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of plans that are thwarted. You just don't hear about them as much. You know, that's not as newsworthy, but we do stop a lot of them, but a lot are still getting through. And it's, I don't know, you know, it goes from the guidance counselors to the teachers to the cops to even the FBI. Like, somebody always winds up dropping the ball with these cases.
Right. Yeah. Well, these are extremists. They're extreme people. They're on the fringe. And I guess in a population where you have this many people, you know, 330 million people, it's like you're going to have, your fringe is going to be a lot larger than places that only have like 5 million people or smaller countries and stuff, you know? So it's like, we're going to have a handful of people that are capable of doing this. And over the next few years, this is going to be more, you know, this is going to happen. We can't, you can't stop all of them. You know, you can try, but you know, it's probably not going to work. So whatever. I mean, we're just stuck with this problem in our country.
Let me ask you, there was a kid, I think it was in Oregon in a small town. And one night, a lady in his neighborhood saw him messing around like a shed. And I don't know, she thought maybe it was an intruder or something like that breaking into the shed. So the cops show up. He's a high school kid. And in the shed is a bunch of, you know, he's making little bombs. He's got guns. He's got bullets. He's got a journal detailing what his plan is going to be at the school. So they foil it. But the thing is, there's nothing they can charge a kid with. They stopped him before he shot up the school. All they could charge him with was, like, weapons. And he's out, and he's home, and he lives in the same town. Everyone in town knows that he was going to shoot the school up, you know, and they try to excuse it, like, well, we thought he had Asperger's and then this, and he's got a regular job now, he's doing good. Yeah, but he's back in the community, and he had a, you know, that plan in mind and prepared for it, but since they stopped him beforehand, there's nothing they can charge him with. And they can't force him to go to therapy either. He decided he didn't need it.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, shit's fucked up.
All right. So that's been another episode of K100. I mean, you know, it's very sad that this is happening. But like you said, it's a very low percentage. There's not much you can do about crazy people. Crazy has existed since the beginning of time, and it always will, you know. Right. But it just seems that there's a lot more today with social media, with the meanness on social media, with the way that parents have raised their kids to be their friends instead of their parents, fucking all this bullshit we're going through right now with the trans. You don't know what's what. There's a lot of confusion going on, and within that confusion, people have taken advantage of, you know, kids taking Ritalin and pills and shit like that. I remember when I was young, I was known as hyperactive, which would be ADHD, and they didn't give me no fucking pills. They were just like, yeah, don't let them eat too much sugar, drink too much Coke. You know, now they give you pills, you're all pilled up by the time you start taking Xanax. Bro, it's incredible. Like, this young generation is the pill culture.
Yeah.
You know,
and who knows what little synapses that they you know, that gets when your body
you're still forming,
you're still developing. You know, you're young. It's just like, just, you know, I don't know.
Right. So it's all fucked up.
Right. But basically, our point is this, like, we all try to blame everything, but you need to start with mental health is the problem here, obviously. So.
Right. Yeah. All right. That's been K100 Talks. Let us know what you thought about it. Send your comics to the mailbag, and we'll be with you next week. Boom.